Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, 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 shalom. Hallelujah, Beth Yahweh. Somebody shoot me a text real quick to let me know that I'm coming through loud and clear so that we can begin this lesson on this Wednesday evening. Okay. All right. You know, before we get started, I'd like to do something. You know, like it's been March, April since the last time I had opportunity to come to you all. And during that time, I think we were just in the midst of this pandemic. Okay. And I really haven't seen any of the brothers and sisters. I have seen Brother Shafuel, Sister Donna. But let me just do something real quick here. Brother Yaquiel, thank Yahweh for you. Ahabel, hallelujah, thank Yahweh for you. Yara-El, thank Yahweh for you. Mara-El, thank Yahweh for you. Ariel, thank Yahweh for you. Deuel, thank Yahweh for you. Shephael, thank Yahweh for you. Shafuel, thank Yahweh for you. Chan Nukel, thank Yahweh for you. Amin El, myself. Hallelujah. Okay. Toda Yah, Ahava Ka, Sister Debbie, and Sister Tashubia, and Sister Ahaga. All right. You know, thank Yahweh for each and every one of you. And thank Yahweh for the opportunity for me to be here this evening. But I thank him also for the many blessings that I've been given and for the prayers that came from Beth Yahweh. We live in some some pretty serious times now, I tell you. You know, what a difference a few months may, you know, can make, you know. A lot of things that have gone on, we the Bible had foreseen them, but did we actually think that these things would come to pass? Now, I was supposed to have had this class, actually supposed to start last Wednesday evening, but late in the evening, on last Wednesday evening, Yahweh touched me in such a way that I called Rabbi and asked him to counsel his class for last week. But then, you know, I got to thinking that in the prior 3 weeks, you know, if we look back going 3 weeks now, I don't know whether it's a coincidence that the word has came. Well, there's no coincidences with Yahweh. Thank you. But for the past 3 weeks, starting with Brother Daywell, the lesson that he gave that Sabbath morning, and he spoke a lot about the simplicity of the word and how Yahweh's word, we all know, is concrete. You know, we can't change that. But when we look at the world, not just today, but when we look at the world, we know that everything that goes in the world is flip-flop. You know, so it's no wonder that, you know, we look at politics the way that we do. You know, it's nothing concrete there. It's nothing, you know, it's divisive, because I can use the way I want to use it, and the next guy can use the way he wants to use it, you know. But they all talk about the simplicity of the word. The week after that, Brother Ariel, his Sabbath morning class. And what was his lesson? Let me get this straight now. Nah, it was his Sabbath evening teaching. Get that straight. And he spoke about this New World Order thing. And where it came from. And the changes that people who foresee this New World Order some of the changes that it can come that can come about from it. Okay, and just last Sabbath, Rabbi spoke from the book of Mark, and Rabbi touched on so many things on last Sabbath. So you know, I tried to go back to listen to the tape and wasn't able to, but he touched on things about this world and how it affects Beth Yahweh. He talked about how, you know, I'm going to use one term from the world, the separation of church from state. You know, one of the things that he said that really brought home a message to me, because he gave an analogy of being caught in a storm. And if I recall, you know, in that message, he was telling us how being out there in the world, it's a whirlwind. Things coming from everywhere. It's coming from everywhere. But in Yahweh's word, we can find comfort in it. We can find comfort knowing that if he says that it is, it is. If he says that he's going to help us, we know that he's going to help us, you know. But those three lessons, just kind of combining all three of them and taking a look at what's going on in the outside world right now, you know, it brought a lot of comfort to me, because I get a little confused sometimes about I know right from wrong, and that's how I look at it. I look at it right as things being right from wrong, and a lot of times, the devil entices me to do things, because you know, for me, I feel that, you know, I know right from wrong. If I do something that is wrong, then it's me. It ain't the devil. But just knowing that we can come to a house of worship, and we can get guidance. We can get guidance, and knowing that the word is concrete. You know, we're standing on a solid foundation. You know, the foundation that we're standing on has been tested time in and time out. Thank Yahweh for blessing Brother Yahkael with the visions that he has given him, you know, because he's led us, and he's led our morays down a path that's going to give us, and I rightfully believe, continue to give us not only the word of Yahweh, but continue to build us up, make us stronger in the word, you know. And I thank Yahweh for that. But done with the preaching. You know, I'm going to get right straight to what it is I came here this evening for, and that is this New World Order thing. You know, I'm not too much on these conspiracy theory things, but I'm going to tell you how I'm looking at this New World Order thing. You know, this New World Order has really, for me, really came home at the beginning of this virus thing. You know, at the very beginning, I began to see some things earlier on, but when this virus thing really struck, I really began to see how things were going to change. You know, I think I said then, I'll say now, you know, don't look for things. There will never be no normalcy. You know, if people thought that the way that we used to, quote-unquote, see things or live things or how things were normal, which they weren't, you know, well, they'll never go back that way again. For me, that's the New World Order. You know, this virus, that's the New World Order. And everything that this virus is bringing upon us, you know, this virus has, it's It's bringing this country to its knees. You know, it's Yahweh is really showing us, you know, just what this country stands for. He's showing us just what this country stands for. You know, we go to bed every night. We wake up each morning to something different. You know, the standards are changing each and every day according to the way the wind blows. This virus, you know, has brought a lot of illness. You know, thank Yahweh that the members of Beth Yahweh that has been touched by this virus, that Yahweh has made them whole. Yahweh's grace and mercy be upon Beth Yahweh. Hallelujah. You know, we see him working. You know, we pray, you know, and continue to pray that his blessings be upon us. You know, but with this virus, it's no wonder that the world is the way that it is. Now, I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that I see happening, some of the things that I see occurring with the new world order, as I see it. We have this virus. Now, this virus has affected all of us in one way or another. A lot of people have been put out. People have been put out of work, unable to work now. Unemployment is at an all-time high. I really don't know if you are paying attention, but I pray that you are. When you're going to the grocery stores, some days they got what you want, some days they don't. And I'm not just talking about the hand sanitizers and the sprays and the wipes. But I'm talking about bread and milk, you know, and some of the things that we might consider as being, you know, necessities for us to live day to day. You know, those things are becoming harder to come by. Money, you know. Our money, your dollar don't go as far as it used to. You know, they talk about price gouging, but if you pay attention to some of the things that you're buying in the store, the price on them much higher now. Toilet paper, for instance. Look at toilet paper for a minute. Toilet paper, for instance. At one time, you can go in the store and buy a big roll, a big pack of toilet paper, 48 rolls of toilet paper, about $29. I know because I used to buy them, and I pay attention to those kind of things. I used to buy them. And they were two-ply, wasn't one-ply. But if you look at what you're buying now, it's standard across the board. Everybody practically doing the same thing. Now, you have one guy selling, I think, 32 rolls, 28 rolls, or something like that. I know it's a smaller pack, but they're one ply. And they're charging you, us, I got to buy it too. They're charging us twice as much for less rolls and the one ply toilet paper. They ain't give you that much more on the roll that's going to make up the difference, believe me. But I'm just saying that to say, you know, that the price on everything is up. Prices on everything is up. You know, so our dollars aren't going as far as they used to. I noticed gasoline is starting to go up again. Usually summertime gasoline goes down, and it has a way of, what was it? Oh, wait a minute. Goes up in the winter? One or the other. But anyway, I know it's going up. Most of the summer, gasoline, I know in this area, has been hoovering around 197, 199. You know, I began to see it go up 4 or 5 pennies. But in the long run, you know, those 4 or 5 pennies, you know, they can affect your pocketbook. You know, but, you know, these are all the things, some of these things has to relate to this coronavirus. We, That's part of the economic situation with this virus. We're living in a time now where a lot of jobs aren't able to open back up. We're living in a time now where, you know, wherever you go, you know, you got to take your hand sanitizer. You got to have your gas mask, but you got to have a mask on, you know, and for good reason. And I pray that each and every member of Beth Yahweh, you know, is paying heed to that. You know, Brother Yaquel and his teachings last week, you know, made note of that. I believe a couple of Sabbaths ago that Brother Ariel, Brother Ahabel made mention to that, you know, wearing this equipment. I think Brother Ahabel even said something about a situation that may have happened over at the hospital, you know, that he knew of. But these things are important to our survival today. They really are. They really are. So, you know, we've got to continue to wear a mask and use a hand sanitizer, okay? But getting back on point with this New World Order thing, everything is going up. Everything is going up. You know, we're living in a time now, and this is what, September, in a couple months, there's going to be voting going on. You know, we're living in a time right now where there's a lot of protests in this country, a lot of protesting, you know, a lot of protesting about quote-unquote Black Lives Matter. I'm not going to get into that, but then you also have other factions out here that's how can I put this? I'm going to use the word shadowing. They're shadowing the quote-unquote peaceful protesters. You know, just last week, a young guy with 17 years old with an assault white rifle, AR-15, decided that he was going to take some matters into his own hand and kill a couple of the protesters. You know, but these are the kind of times that we're living in, the New World Order, mind you. These are the kind of times that we're living in. We got election coming up in another couple of months. Beth Yahweh, we should be preparing ourselves preparing ourselves for these coming months. There's a lot of different, there could possibly be, several different scenarios going on. You know, I don't really see this election one way or the other being a good thing. I really don't. I really don't. You know, it's on one side there's a lot of rhetoric about division, and then on the other side, you know, there's talk about other things. But I don't see any good coming from this election. I really don't. You know, we don't know what's going to happen. We must begin to prepare our homes, you know, if we have to stay in. Or it could be so bad out there, you even want to go out there. You know, we're getting ready to come into the winter months, and they're already talking about the flu virus. Now, can you imagine the flu virus on top of this coronavirus? Yeah. So, you know, we should begin, you know, storing up our cupboards with necessity so that we don't have to be out there as often. Yeah, I know some of us, you know, are going to have to go out there, but, you know, let's try to limit, you know, how much we're out there if we don't have to be. You know, there's a lot of different little scenarios going on here this winter. You know, the weather, you know, with this climate thing, we don't know whether we're going to have a cold winter. We don't know whether we're going to have a snowy winter or rainy winter. But let's try to prepare ourselves so that whatever might come, whatever Yahweh may bring, that through his blessings, we'll be able to weather that storm. Brother Yaquel, in his teachings last week, you know, he put a message out there to the brothers and sisters and to the families, you know, of what we can do if there is a need. You know, so Beth Yahweh is here. Beth Yahweh is here. You know, this new world order is going to affect anybody and everybody that's out there in the world. You know, I thank Yahweh for bringing me this way, because really, I don't carry the weight of the world. I don't carry the weight of the world. You know, it doesn't. You know, it a lot of things that goes on out in the world, it doesn't affect me. And it doesn't bother me. Yeah, I watch the news. I do. I don't read newspapers no more. I haven't read newspapers since maybe January. But, you know, I do watch the news. So I like to keep up what's going on. You know, I like to, you know, see, you know, touch on this a little bit. You know, this stock market thing. You know, it might be a little confusing to some people. You know, but I understand a little bit of it somewhat. You know, this money thing. You know, our country is heading for a downfall, the New World Order. It's heading for a downfall. You know, like if we ran our households the way that Congress and the president has been running this country, you know, we would be filing for bankruptcy on Skid Row and a whole lot of other stuff. But just to give you some examples of things that you can actually see for yourself, but while I'm saying this, if you think about this tax thing that the president did several months ago to boost the economy. Well, what he did was, gave those that have another pocket full of change on our backs. Because you see what he did when he made the taxes for them lower, what he did was made our taxes higher. Because we're the ones that are going to have to pay this money back eventually. Eventually, we're the ones that are going to have to pay it back. In the past 4 years, the debt of this country has almost doubled. I forgot how many trillions of dollars it is right now, but it has almost doubled. At some point in time, the bubble is going to burst. Just recently, during the coronavirus, they passed all these bills. You know, they sent the shepherds and the herdsmen and the servants. They sent them a check for $1,200, and they sent corporations checks for millions and billions of dollars. When they sent us our checks, they knew that we wouldn't go out and spend them. Some of us was wise, I pray, and held on to them. But the average joker probably, you know, needed some cash and went out and spent them. But these big corporations, they took all that money, and they thought when they did that the corporations would have been, using that money to, you know, to help their businesses. But I always question the move behind that, because when they gave these businesses this tax break, it afforded them opportunities to make boatloads of money. The corporations were not hurting at all, not at all. And for them to, in my opinion, I'm not no economist or nothing, but the way I see it, you know, all this money that they had made, you know, they could have actually weathered the storm during this coronavirus. You know, right now, what's going on is, okay, going to another area of the New World Order, and this is going to definitely come home to hurt the country eventually. Like they forgave, well, they didn't forgive, they put a moratorium on evictions. They put a moratorium on evictions. You know, like that was a good thing, but come on now. Come on now. You know, what's going to happen when they say, well, okay, it's safe now, and you can come out and play, and you got to start paying your rent. What's going to happen? A lot of people going to be put out on the street. And if you look at the flip side of that, the people that own these properties that has not been receiving any restitution, any money for the rent, what do you think is happening with them? At some point in time, that bubble is going to burst. It's going to be people out in the street, and it's going to be a lot of foreclosures. This whole thing is a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for disaster. But, you know, thank Yahweh for his grace and mercy, you know, and allowing us to see these things and giving us the opportunity to prepare ourselves for the storm that's about to come. You know, I pray that all is well, you know, with all the families. You know, I pray that, you know, I just, you know, just pray, you know, and ask that, you know, you all continue to pray for me and my family, and I'll continue to pray for you and your family. You know, because without Yahweh, this thing is going to, ain't going to do nothing but continue to get worse. And we all know that. But does the world know that? Nope. They don't know that. Everybody is trying to fix it. Nobody is falling to their knees and crying out to the Father and seeking help. But Beth Yahweh, let's continue to do that. Let's continue to fall on our knees and continue to ask the Father for help. That's where we're going. That's where the help is going to come from. It's definitely not going to come from this government. Let's do all that we can, all that we know to do, to help one another. You know, this new, you know, for me, this is the new world order. You know, yeah, it might be true that somebody, foreign government or the world, you know, the rich people in the world getting together to form, you know, one government. Oh, it might be true. I don't know. You know, I've got an opinion about it just like everybody else. But I do know one thing for certain, two things for sure, that the things that I've just said, you know, are true because I can see them. This virus is real. You know, people struggling, trying to make ends meet. That's real. That's real. That's the new world order for me. You know, let's you know, continue to take a look, you know, at these things. You know, when Yahweh, when this virus first started, and we weren't able to, then we still aren't able to come together and congregate. We all felt that this was a time that Yahweh had given us given to us so that we could get closer to him. Yeah, that along with time for us to start thinking about, you know, what we can do to get close to one another and what we can do to get further away from the world. You know, we wake up, some of us every day, and go out into this world and to jobs that we do them because we've got to do them in order to subsist. But I think Yahweh has a high calling for us. I think Yahweh wants to bless us in doing something else, building up his kingdom, you know, within Beth Yahweh. You know, I think I might have said it once before in this particular way, but, you know, I believe that You know, it's time. It's time for us to start looking at things a little different. It's time for us to start doing things differently. It's time for us to start doing things differently. You know, it's a reason and it's a purpose. It's a reason why this virus occurred, and we got to find the purpose. We, church family, you know, we look to the church to get certain messages. And what I'm talking about now is a few weeks ago when Havel was teaching on that evening, he spoke about us not putting ourselves in jeopardy by going gathering in places. You know, I think during that time the women were looking forward to going on a retreat, and Yahweh put upon his heart to and on his mind to, you know, to speak out about that. And it was decided that you know, at that point, it was decided that we shouldn't do certain things when it came to gathering, you know. But with that, Yahweh was once again trying to show us. He was trying to tell us something, you know. As a church, you know, as I say, we all look to the church, you know, for certain guidances. You know, let us continue, you know, to come together, men, to, you know, to talk about these things that's going to affect, you know, the church. You know, like there's things that affect my family here that's going to affect the church. There's things that's going on each and every one of our households that's going to affect the church. Let's come together and talk about those things. Let's come together and find solutions within Beth Yahweh. You know, it's beneficial, you know, for all of us. For all of us, when we all are in one accord. When we're all in one accord, you know, and why I am on this? Let me just say this before I forget. This month here is we're in September. In a couple months, we're going to be looking at Sukkot, and that is one of our high holy days. Let's come together now and start talking about what we're going to do then. Let's not wait till October. Let's start talking about that now. Let's start trying to make plans and preparation to do, you know, what it is that we're going to need to do. So this is a high holy day. The Sabbath is a holy day for us. This, but the Sukkot is a day that we have been commanded to observe. So let's come together now and begin to make preparations for that in light of the New World Order. In light of the New World Order, this is something that we've commanded to do. And, we've got to do it. We've got to do it. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. So let's, you know, start taking a look at that now. You know, but this world is bad out there. It's possibility that it's going to get worse. You know, as I said, you know, let's continue to, you know, pray for one another. Continue to ask Yahweh to shower his blessings upon Brother Yaki'el, that he stays strong, that his health stays good, that he continue to guide him, continue to guide him. You know, me coming on here this evening, you know, I thank Yahweh and Brother Yaki'el, you know, for the opportunity. You know, but truly, you know, Yaki'el being our leader, you know, we look to him. We look to him, You know, so let's continue to pray for him, you know, in each and every household in Beth Yahweh. This new world order, as I say, it's going to turn going to turn the world inside out. But if we continue to pray, continue to stay in prayer and continue to follow Yahweh, his commandments, and do as it's ordered in the word, you know, we'll be covered. We'll be covered. We have got to continue to take a look at how we can, you know, improve our quality of lives, you know, in our home, but also in our church family. Brother Yakael had mentioned the fact that he spoke with me, and I'm going to come up with an idea for a co-op. You know, with the way things are right now, as far as price of foods and everything, anywhere, I know for myself, anywhere I can save a dollar, I try to save. And I've got some ideas. My class is running for 4 weeks, I do believe. And not next week, but the following week, the third week of my classes, you know, I will be bringing forth some ideas. You know, because my ideas are not a one size fit all. You know, it's just my ideas. That's all they are. But I say that to say, you know, like this is something that we all should have a hand in. You know, Brother Yakael, in a text a few weeks ago, had asked us to, can't recall whether it was on paper or it might have been text, you know, the text, you know, their thoughts about things that they, you know, would like to do, you know, along those lines. And that's a good idea. You know, I have some ideas. But as a church family, you know, let's try to come together and let this be a church thing. I don't want this to be just a me and Al thing. Because truly, you know, we can all, as a church, we can find a way to help one another and in the process, you know, save a few dollars in doing so. Really. We living in some real strange times, but this is a new world order. This is a new world order, you know. This is a new world order, and just gotta thank Yahweh each and every day for the opportunities that He's given us. You know, this virus is like the invisible man, you know, so we must stay completely aware of what we're doing at all times concerning this virus, you know, places that we go, people that we meet. You know, I know in my community, I see folks gathered on a daily basis, you know, in front of one person's house or another person's house, and, you know, no masks and children the same way, you know. But I wave at them and keep on going. Wave at them and keep on going. You know, you go in the stores. You know, every now and then you might see somebody come in there without a mask, and somebody say something to them, and there's, you know, some disagreement about that. But when I see that occurring, I just keep on going because I don't want to be around no malice. You know, when things get started, I won't be, you know, somewhere else, for real. You know, but this is the new world order. These, you know, these are the times that we're living in. We're living in times where we've got to be aware at all times. At all times. At all times. You know, of of our environment. Of our environment. That's the new world order. You know, we've when we look at the economy, once again, and we see the things that's going on with the economy. The things that are going on with the economy, it doesn't really surprise me, because there is no quote unquote guidance. There is no there's no guidance. There's no one that's really stepping forward, putting forth any quote unquote concrete efforts to do anything about it. Same thing with the virus. But here again, you know, we see these things, so we've got to make whatever changes necessary in our lives to benefit us at this time. You know, I once again, I thank Yahweh for the opportunity of coming forth and giving this lesson today. But I'm going to pray and ask for forgiveness, because in my zeal to get started this evening, I did not pray. You know, I did pray myself before I came on, but I did not say a prayer before I started this lesson, and please forgive me for that. Please forgive me for that. You know, but I will say once again, you know, this new world order, you know, is for me, is all this chaos that I see going on there. I don't see things getting any better anytime soon. As for me, this is the new world order. I can see this happening. I can feel it. You know, I can see how it has and it can, you know, affect myself and other families in Beth Yahweh. You know, but I give honor to Yahweh. You know, I pray to him and I thank him, bless, you know, thank him for the blessings that he's given us each and every day. You know, wake me up, and especially give me strength to go on. You know, but you know, I'm going to close right here. But thank Beth Yahweh family for taking some time out this evening to hear this word, and that pray that some of what I've said, you know, this evening, you all have digested, and it may be of some benefit to you all. You know, let us in the days and weeks coming forth come together and talk about things that we can do as a congregation to benefit us, you know, to get us, you know, out of that world, get us out of that world. You know, we, you know, everything for a reason, and you know, we, our place of worship, Yahweh is taking us away from there. You know, we don't necessarily have to go out and actively look for some new church home. But let us do come together and talk about finding a new place of worship. You know, let's, you know, start the conversation. Let us look into what, you know, needs to be done. You know, just like buying a house. You don't just run out there and buy the house. You know, there's conversations about it first. You know, so, you know, let's do that. You know, let us come together and talk about, you know, enterprising. You know, having our own. You know, whether it's property, whether it's jobs or whatever. You know, we have younger. Members in our congregation. You know, Yahweh tells the men in the family that he should leave something to his children. But is the church to do the same? Is the church to provide a way and a means? You know, to and I'm talking about the church family. I'm not talking about, you know, no one individual. I'm talking about the church family as a whole. But in the church family, should the church family, you know, come together and make a way, you know, for our younger folk coming up? That's a mean world out there. We don't want to be in it. But if we don't start doing things now, we're going to find our children out there. And it's not getting any better. It's not getting any better. Not getting any better. But, it's just, food for thought. That's all it is. It's food for thought, Think about it, and at some point in time, let's come down. Let's have some dialogue. Let's have some dialogue. Pray about it. Have some dialogue. Because, I believe that, Yahweh will uplift us. I believe that if we were to sit down and come up with a plan, that Yahweh will bless that plan. I believe that. We seek Yahweh in all that we do. In all that we do, we seek Yahweh. But I'm pretty sure, we've all done things before when we didn't think that we'd be able to do it, but Yahweh had our back. And even in building within the congregation, Yahweh will have our backs. We don't have to, as we might say, have dialogue. We don't have to go out here and step foolishly. But if we step with purpose, I believe Yahweh will have our backs. It's enough wise people, within the congregation that we make wise choices. I just pray, that Yahweh continue to bless us, that he continue to watch over us, and that we seek Yahweh in all that we do, and that he'll grant us our wishes, whether it's health, strength, or whatever. Pray that he'll grant it to us. I'm going to close right here, and until next Sabbath, I pray and ask that we all be safe, that we all continue to practice things that we've been told to practice by Brother Yakael as we go out here in this world. And that we all be safe. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Yahweh, for this time that you've given me, Heavenly Father, that you might come for your people, dear God, and give them this lesson, Heavenly Father. I pray, Yahweh, that you just continue to bless us, Heavenly Father, continue to keep us strong, Yahweh. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you just continue to watch over us, Heavenly Father, as you have been, Yahweh, oh Father. Enlighten each and every, Heavenly Father, enlighten each and every male within the Yahweh, Heavenly Father. Father, I pray, Heavenly Father, and just ask, dear God, that you put a special meaning, a special word for each and every one of them, dear God. I pray, Heavenly Father, just ask, dear God, that you just watch over us, Heavenly Father. Yahweh, this and all things, I pray in Yahushua's holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
God.